swearing, Paul.
Profanity bothers you.
Yeah.
Silly rabbit.
Amelia Navasquez is... Yeah! Scream Queen!
In Hollywood these days, it definitely seems that car movies have a track record of being kind of crap. But after 8 Fast and Furious sequels and 6, that's right, they made 6 Herbie movies, we might just be in luck. And it comes with the movie Baby Driver. It was directed by Edgar Wright, you know, the guy responsible for Scott Pilgrim and a whole lot of pink hair and respective burnt scalps in the mid-2000s. And it's a car chase movie set on the road, but with a twist. Music drives the film, both in its rhythm and its plot, and there's a hell of a lot of it.
Your name's Baby.
The main character is Baby, and he's a 20-something-year-old getaway driver, who at first kind of seems like the guy you least want to get stuck talking to at a house party. Like he lives in Ray-Bans, he's plugged into his headphones all the time, and spends the first third of the movie pretty much mute.
He had an accident when he was a kid. Still has a hum in the drum. Plays music to drown it out. And that's what makes him the best.
The aftermath of this trauma then leaves him cradling a playlist ranging from funk to Motown to some pretty modern stuff too. And it all accompanies his speedy getaways in perfect synchronization. And I mean pretty much to the millisecond.
Time to face the music.
Music is the big selling point of this film. It's got a pretty killer playlist, and at times the movie even feels like a musical. Like from the opening sequence, you're just hit with this wall of music and movement and perfectly timed choreography. And so often made from something as simple as a morning coffee run or making a peanut butter sandwich. And whilst music clearly does play a huge role in the film, what really makes Baby Driver is its hyper-intense editing, which is also the problem in many ways with Baby Driver, and that's that the whole movie is very, very busy. Like stylistically, the color grading in the movies at times is almost 70s, but then you'll have these 50s inspired dream sequences, and then at other times you'll have these action and violent bits that just have the bloodlust of something you'd see in a Tarantino movie.
Bold and brazen as...
And yes, it is very pretty, but it ultimately does leave you quite unsure on how you're meant to feel about the plot and the characters, or even if you should be feeling anything at all. But whether you're in it for the music or just for the ride, Baby Driver is an entertaining car movie with an engine and a beat, and it gets 3.5 out of 5.
Tequila.